You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is The Rob Carson Show, our number, duh, and we've got a lot to get to on the show. Including ongoing testimony from Robert Herr, who wrote the investigation about Joe Biden, classified documents, and that he had classified documents. In the meantime, a special counsel who was appointed by Merrick Garland to go after Donald Trump for classified documents. There's that case going on, and there's a double standard going on because Joe Biden took thousands of them when he didn't have the right to. Donald Trump did have the right to. And it looks like this house of cards is beginning to collapse. That and also the January the 6th narrative of the kangaroo court that Liz Cheney was in front of. We found out that she covered up evidence that he had requested 10,000 troops to prevent January the 6th from happening. She also covered up evidence that the story that Cassidy Hutchinson said about Donald Trump trying to grab the steering wheel of the beast and go to the Capitol, that was a lie too. Huh. I'll tell you what, man. We got some really awful, evil, nasty people in charge of our federal government. We really, really do. It is remarkable. Here's a number, 800-922-6680. Here's Jim Jordan today at the testimony at the hearing with Robert Herr.
Biden, this is a quote, Joe Biden risked serious damage to America's national security when he shared information with his ghostwriter. Shared it with his ghostwriter, the guy who was helping Joe Biden get $8 million. And oh, by the way, Mr. Herr, what did that ghostwriter do with the information Joe Biden shared with him on his laptop? What did he do after you were named special counsel?
What happened? I already played this.
Chairman, if you're referring to the audio recordings that Mr. Zwanitzer created of his conversations with
exactly
Mr.
what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
He slid, if I remember correctly, he slid those files into his recycle bin on his computer.
Tried to destroy the evidence, didn't he?
Correct.
Well, that was weird. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but I said that Joe Biden was going to have to be removed from office by hook or by crook. By hook because, you know, his brain doesn't work. There's a 25th Amendment. Or by crook that, impeachment and whatnot. So he either was willfully retained classified documents and broke the law, which is impeachable, possibly even treasonous, or his brain doesn't work and he's incapable of being the president.
Time to use 2525. If Biden's still alive, this country can't survive. Invoke 25.
Jim Gossett.
Time to use Amendment 25. Joe's competence, it just took a dive. Robert Herr says he's too old to stay. Use 25 and send Joe away. The 25th Amendment does apply. Joe Biden's lost, he's a senile guy. If he's too old to prosecute, as president he should get the boot. They must invoke Amendment 25. There's no way America can thrive with Joe Biden as our president. To a home he should be sent.
Whoa.
Time to use 2525.
There you go.
If Joe Biden, he is.
You know, some of the things that this federal government has tried to do to us, to you and me, have been tried in third world hellholes in places like the former Soviet Union and North Korea and China. But they've never happened in a country that has the First Amendment. And they did a really good job running over the First Amendment for a couple of years, including silencing our speech, telling us we couldn't say things, we couldn't have an opinion on things, because it was suddenly disinformation and misinformation. This is Andy Biggs this morning.
It's hard for me to say, well, he was ignorant, he was incompetent, he was accidental. No. He had guilty knowledge. He knew and told the guy that he's going to expose that classified material to, hey, be careful. Be careful. It may be classified.
Yeah.
That indicates something a little bit more than mere knowledge. Indicates that he has some intent there. Because the next thing he should have said is, hey, I don't know if it's classified, but we're going to skip over this until that's resolved. He didn't do that. What he said is, read it anyway.
Oh, wow. Just honestly. I've used the analogy before of feeling like a tag team, a wrestler, and you're the good tag team, you know, versus the evil tag team and all that. And the evil tag team has been in the ring, just beating the snot out of your tag team partner, who we'll just call Donald Trump and us, you know, and the American people and the January the 6th prisoners. And you're standing out here just waiting for the moment to be tagged in. Just waiting to be tagged in so you could just waylay that opponent for distracting the referee by, I don't know, lying about classified documents or lying about, you know, 10,000 troops that had been asked for to protect the Capitol on January the 6th. And you're just waiting. Just give me one finger. Just give me one finger. Just give me one finger. Oh. Well, I think we've just been tagged in. Yeah, I think we've just been tagged in. This got interesting, too. Let's see here. According to RedState.com, January 6th committee deleted more than 100 files just before the GOP took over the House of Representatives. Yeah. House Administration Committee's Oversight Committee, led by Barry Loudermilk, had been looking into the security failure that day, as well as the January 6th committee did. The January 6th committee, chaired by Benny Thompson, supposed to turn over all of these files under the new GOP-led panel, but appears they just decided to destroy a bunch of evidence. Yeah. I kept this article because I thought it would be important, and I was right. The committee had hired a forensics team to scrape the hard drives and found out that 117 files were deleted and encrypted. They were deleted on January 1st, 2023, just days before the GOP was to take over and Thompson had to turn over the data. Also this, you know, there's a lot of people in jail because of January the 6th, because they were let into the door and they were, they had concussion grenades fired at them and rubber bullets and tear gas. And looks like the D.C. juries are 86.4% eligible voters, jurors, believe that it is important to put those who were involved in January the 6th, punish them to the fullest extent of the law. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Yeah. We'll have more of this as the show progresses. But yesterday, you've been screaming about the southern border for, I don't know, a couple years now, saying the obvious, which is there are our country's enemies flowing over the southern border, putting us in danger. And yesterday, Chris Ray, who says that the biggest threat that we face is parents who go to, you know, school boards and protest CRT and transgenderism. Or Catholics who go to Latin Mass. Yeah. Well, all of a sudden yesterday, he says that apparently there's a lot of other stuff coming across the border we need to be scared of.
Can you tell us, can you tell the American people with any certainty that there are zero people on the terrorist watch list that were among that 1.8 million gotaways?
Well, what I would say is you, I think, rightly highlighted the kind of what you remember Secretary Rumsfeld used to refer to, the known known, the known unknown, and the unknown unknown. And I think here, in many ways, the national security ramifications of the issues at the border are better reflected in some ways more by what we don't know about the people who snuck.
Then why are you letting them across the border? Why is Alejandro Mayorkas and Joe Biden, why are they letting them come across the border?
Again, provided fake documents or in some other way got in when there wasn't sufficient information available at the time they came in to connect the dots is almost more significant, in our view, than the actual number of so-called KSTs, because those people, for the most part, are stopped, detained, and processed.
Here's what's going on. The Biden administration is trying to get out in front of a terrorist attack that's going to happen. And they're going to try and act like, oh, hey, we don't know anything about this, when it's caused... It will have been caused by Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, Alejandro Mayorkas, It's very obvious. And that begs the question, why are so many Chinese nationals of military age? Well, it's very obvious, and I've said this. Joe Biden is bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. He also got money from Ukrainian oligarchs. Yeah. It's kind of strange, isn't it? There's a lot of stuff here. I'm going to get to the kind of tying them all together. China and Ukraine, Russia and Iran. And Iran, they're all holding Navy warfare exercises together. And all three of those countries were enriched by Joe Biden, starting with Barack Obama in Iran, allowing them to resume their nuclear enrichment, allowing them to enrich themselves with oil sales. Same goes with Russia. And then China, you know, hobbling our fossil fuel production so we could send all of our money to China to build batteries for electric vehicles and solar panels. It's almost like there's a plan. But Joe Biden, according to Joe Biden, Christopher Wray's now saying that, you know, the possibility of a terrorist attack coming over the border is the real threat. But this is what Joe Biden said was the real threat. And he's been saying it since he got elected.
And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism. We're not going to ignore that either.
But on the best days, enough of us have the guts and the hearts to stand up for the best in us. The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
Wow. Our own. That is not what Christopher Wray said yesterday on Capitol Hill.
It gets especially challenging because presumably within that group you've got not only people who may mean us harm, but also people who are fleeing the CCP and share our concerns about their authoritarian thuggishness. I've been very vocal about this. We, of course, are not responsible, FBI, for the physical security of the border. We work hard to be good partners with DHS on that. But there are a whole host of threats that emanate from the border. And some of them are criminal threats. Yeah. We talked about.
Yeah, we've been saying that for a while. I got to tell you, I mean... There are just days you just, oh, it's maddening. Let's go to Jason in New Hampshire. Hello there, Jason. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Hey, Rob. How you doing, my MAGA brother?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, dude, I got a couple things that I'd like to talk about. One of these things is Lake and Riley that, you know, yes, it's a unique name, so I'm going to give Biden a little pass on that name because he can't talk in general anyway.
Well, he did have the name Lake and Riley written on the button that he picked out from under the podium and had it in front of him. But yeah, let's go ahead and give him a pass.
Well, the guy reading the teleprompter is not the guy talking to him in the microphone.
Oh, okay, so, all right, go ahead.
But hey, listen, I got a proposal. All right. One of the things that made me mad about that is when he dismisses the whole thing and says that legals commit more crimes in this country than illegals. And it's just a slap in the face. But my proposal to this whole thing is we should get Congress involved and say, hey, listen, if there's anybody in this country that enters our country illegally and you kill, rape, or attempt to kill one of our citizens, there should be a death penalty. Period. End of discussion. Done. Like,
yeah.
These people need to know that if you come here illegally, there's going to be a massive, massive penalty if you decide to hurt one of our own.
That's all well and good, but unfortunately, you've got half of Congress who are completely fine with the murder and the rape and all of that nonsense because they want the votes or they hate the country so much that they want it fundamentally changed. So until Donald Trump becomes the president again, that ain't going to happen. But when it does... there will be hell to pay, I hope.
I definitely agree with you there. And that comes to the other point of the...
Well, listen, I got a break, Jason. We are up against a hard break, bro. I do appreciate it. Let's take a break. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show. Quit it now! Isn't it interesting that yesterday Chris Wray... said that we suddenly face a threat over the southern border after Joe Biden has allowed 10 million illegals to come across the southern border. We've seen our inner cities destroyed. We've seen New York City destroyed. The National Guard being brought into the New York subways because of crime. We got Venezuelan street gangs in New York City. We have a beautiful young woman who's 22 years old murdered by a Venezuelan illegal alien. Joe Biden wouldn't even say her name until he screwed it up during his State of the Union. I mean, could you imagine? Could you imagine? I talked to you about this. I said, you know, the abuses and usurpations our federal government have done to us make those of the founders pale by comparison. Iran, Russia, and China are going to show off their marine capabilities in a joint naval drill. There you go. Iran will begin a joint naval drill with Russia and China in the northern part of the Indian Ocean. Iran has stepped up its military cooperation with Beijing and Moscow in response to regional tensions with the United States, including by supplying military drones to Russia before the European nation invaded Ukraine in 2022. Frustrating. Frustrating. Here is this is Joe Biden blaming the border on everybody but him.
The only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump and his MAGA Republican friends.
Every executive order this president has issued relating to the border and relating to dealing with the Hispanic community is going to be pulled back. We're not going to be fooling with that.
I don't believe for a second we're the nation that builds walls and whips up hysteria over immigration.
No one will be deported in my administration. First time ever we've told people they can't come to America. That ends. The cage is closed.
There you go. This is Nancy Pelosi back in 2005. She thought borders were good then.
Democrats support also enforcing laws, current laws, against those who came here illegally and those who hire illegal immigrants. And I know I can speak very firmly for the Democrats. Support strong border control. And it must be part, and the first part, of any comprehensive immigration reform.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
cannabis? I actually wasn't even going to ask.
Wow. Here's Joe Biden on his buddy, China.
And we're in a stronger position to win the conflict of the 21st century against China than anyone else, for that matter, than any time as well.
A suspected Chinese spy balloon hovering over the northern U.S.
where an illegal immigrant from China operated an unregulated underground lab. Inspectors found refrigerators full of deadly viruses.
China's cyber army is on the attack, infiltrating 24 critical U.S. entities at least over the past year.
Well, kind of weird. Meanwhile, a list of hate groups circulated by the federal government to banks includes top conservative organizations. Yeah. So the federal government circulated a list of hate groups in the U.S., and they included the Alliance Defending Freedom, Family Research Council, Liberty Council, Pacific Justice Institute, Federation for American Immigration Reform. Isn't that kind of interesting? The list was lifted from a 2020 report entitled Bankrolling Bigotry by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue and the Global Information Index, which is the same organization that shut down your and I ability to express ourselves and to differ with the United States. They're the organization that got in touch with Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and took down your free speech. Everything that disagreed with the federal government, your federal government took down. They called it misinformation and disinformation, or as Joseph Stalin called it, disinformatia. Yeah. Coming up, we've got Tony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel. He is retired. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Israel. The U.S. government talking about building a pier so that the Palestinians can get food aid and everything. Only problem is Hamas steals the food aid and sells it on the black market. So we're going to get to that on the other side of this break. And this is the Rob Carson Show. It is the Rob Carson Show. We have a special guest coming up in just a moment. Told you about it. Colonel Tony Schaefer talked a little bit about what's going on with Israel and our confused relationship because of Joe Biden. You know, stealing a wallet, a cell phone, or a car, these are threats that we all understand. A thief grabs and flees, but in a rising form of fraud known as deed theft, criminals have found a way to steal no less than your home and your land. It's bad enough they've got squatters moving into homes around the country, taking homes from people, and then people not being able to do anything about it, nothing legal about it. There are other ways that thieves are taking advantage of your home equity, getting the title to your loan, using your home's equity to take out loans on your property without you knowing it, and then you know what happens? Then you are stuck. Then you're stuck with no equity on your home, a line of credit that has been taken out, and you've got to deal with the legal nonsense. And you don't have the money to do that because maybe your home is your retirement, right? Well, if you go to Home Title Lock, you can find out if a thief has taken your title or someone is trying to, and all you got to do is go to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Carson, okay? You can find out for free. You'll get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title and 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection free. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. Joining us on the Newsmax Hotline, Colonel Tony Schaefer. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show, my friend. How are you today?
Rob, it's great to be back following you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I just saw your piece on Newsmax. Tony Schaefer to Newsmax, Biden's Gaza aid peer, political posturing. So Joe Biden is attempting or wants to build an aid peer that will get aid presumably to the Palestinians, although there's a new report out that shows that aid is always stolen by Hamas and sold on the black market. So what do you think is going on here?
This is meant to undermine the IDF. That's all it is. Now, think about this, Rob. They did these loony airdrops. You know, my friend Blaine Holt, who and I should talk about this all the time, think about this. There's 2 million people, and we drop 36,000 MREs. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is all meant to cause hate, discontent, and it's the ultimate virtue signal. This, mark my words here, Rob, this is all about that 19% in Minnesota and 14% in Michigan who are not digging his policy. This is a virtue signal to those people. This is all about trying to make it appear like, oh, my goodness, you know, we are doing everything we can when we're really not to help get food to the Palestinians and at the same time meet his other objective, which is to undermine Netanyahu.
Yes.
And I think this is horrific. This is not American. This is not the way we should conduct ourselves. You know, every time he talks about the adults in the room, what are they, like the adults who rode the short school bus to school as a kid? Because that's the nature of the foreign policy. It's completely disingenuous and ineffective.
Well, it's also dangerous. I'm seeing a headline this morning, the UK Daily Mail. Netanyahu tells Biden his red line is destroying Hamas.
Right.
He's not gonna take his foot off the gas. I'm with Netanyahu. We have to, and I like to say, evacuate the innocent, raise Gaza, R-A-Z-E Gaza, because Hamas, they had their choice. The Palestinian people had their choice. They danced on the graves of Americans on 9/11. They went out and they threw candy to the children. Those children grew up and invaded Israel on October the 7th, committed a second Holocaust, which only took days to deny, unlike the last one, which took decades. And now we find out that, as Netanyahu says, they aren't going to give it up. No matter what amount of international pressure is going on, the Biden administration is consulting Israel experts on how to force Netanyahu coalition to collapse and remove Netanyahu from the leadership of Israel, presumably to usher in somebody who's much weaker so that Hamas can rise again.
And ultimately, the Biden objective is to essentially appease Hamas by pushing this two-state solution. That's what they're trying to do. And, of course, you and I both know, Rob, there's not going to be two states because Hamas has said from the river to the sea, this is all about the predicate of the destruction of the Jewish state as a condition of their state. And it's never, you know, to your point, it's like, yeah, Netanyahu has every right to do this. And you and I, I think, share this. Like, I know I watch with amusement the left-wing media. Rob, this week, they have been far more concerned about Joe Biden rightfully identifying the murderer of Lakin.
Riley. Yep.
As an illegal alien, they're more worried about that than the destruction of the Jewish state, which is what the Biden administration is trying to do. It's like an alternate universe.
It's beyond an alternate universe. And I was looking this morning, and I just would like your opinion as a military man, and I have a great deal of appreciation. Iran, Russia, and China are going to show off their maritime capabilities in a joint naval drill.
Yeah.
What does that say to you?
So we see cooperation in BRICS on the economic side, and now we're seeing joint exercises on the military side. This is essentially the big nation states which seek to remove the United States and the Western order from dominating the planet. That's what it is. It is what it is. And the reason it's happening now is because Biden has shown serial weakness, everything from Afghanistan on. And these powers are convinced that no matter what they do, and ultimately I think they're going to become more and more aggressive, especially in the South China Sea and China doing things around the Pacific, I think they believe that they can do things without any danger of consequence. And that's why they're doing it. And this is why it's so dangerous to have Biden and his high school debating team in charge of national security, because nobody is afraid of them. And I'm not saying I'm not a neocon, Rob. I'm not saying we should go around being bullies. I'm saying Reagan had it right. Trump had it right. Strength through our strength as a nation has to be provided as an incentive to those to not act out and do something dangerous against us or others. And
wasn't it Teddy Roosevelt who said speak softly and carry a big stick? Joe Biden speaks weakly and has a limp stick. Maybe I'm just using that. Let me ask you about this. You are also friends with General Blaine Holt, a great friend of this radio show.
Sure.
I want to ask you as a military member, and I have had nothing but support and love for the military for as long as I remember. My father, he died 30 years ago. He was a World War II veteran. He was old enough to be my grandfather. And I've always, my family, I've had many, many members of my family who have served in the military proudly. I am very concerned about the direction of this military. And I know that there are people in the ranks of this military who hate the way that this military is being led by Lloyd Austin, formerly by General Milley. How do you suppose, and I would assume you keep in touch with many people you've served with, do they still feel the lion's share of the people in the military still feel a profound love for the United States of America as founded and are willing to give their lives for this country?
Well, that's what's so tragic, Rob, is that I and my colleagues took the oath of office, and those I hang out with still take our oath very seriously. But then again, I served in combat with Lloyd Austin.
Yes.
He was a brigadier general when I was there as a major. And I'm telling you right now, something happened to Lloyd Austin. Lloyd Austin was never the ultimate, he was never a Norman Schwarzkopf-style general.
You know,
I was in a room with he and McChrystal. With that said, he wasn't a woke mess like he is now. Think about this. The U.S. Navy, as we speak, is using as a recruiting tool a promise of making you into a girl if you're a guy, or a guy if you're a guy, you want to be a girl, they'll do that for you. That is what they're using now to recruit. And let me tell you a little secret. Once you go through that process, you're not deployable. You can't actually go out and do Navy things because You are on a constant cocktail of drugs to stabilize your body, which is now in shock from being butchered. Gee, does that sound like a good idea to you, Rob, that we actually promise that as an incentive to join the Navy and then not be able to go do Navy things? That's how bad things are.
It is insane, and it is for a reason. We all know that this is part of a cultural revolution. We all know that there are enemies within our country who are doing this on purpose. Some people are willful dupes who are falling for it. Some people are legit CCP sycophants. It's hard to tell which are which. Let me ask you about this, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. The southern border right now is being overrun by military-age males from China and other enemy states. What do you suppose is afoot, and how should we be able to prepare? And how should we be prepared the worst that we can imagine happen?
Well, I think many states are going in the right direction. I know Louisiana just joined the constitutional carry crowd, and we're now at 29, so be prepared. With that said, I do believe amongst others in my circle of friends that, yeah, there's something going on here. You have military-aged males from a number of nations showing up, especially China. And I don't think it's coincidence. I don't think it's all of a sudden they discovered they'd like the Southwest for the benefits of a dry heat, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
They're coming through the border for purposes of being here to do something. That's something I believe is, at some point in time, to be able to disrupt the internal activities of the United States should China do something militarily. And they can afford to do this. They've got a huge population, Rob, so they can afford to send people in as people who are going to sit here and be essentially a form of sleeper agent. And that's what I'm worried about, is that we're not controlling these folks. The encounters, the number of encounters that are recorded are a minuscule number to the folks we never see and who come across. And that's what I'm worried about at this point.
What about the spy balloon? Because when I saw the spy balloon, I thought originally it was going to be some sort of a weapon that they would discharge in the atmosphere to disrupt community. I remember when I read about it, I got a cold chill down my spine. It just freaked me out. And then I find out they let it hover over military installations. They could have shot it down and over Montana. It would have never hit anybody. It would have never. It was ridiculous to even think that it would be a danger falling from the sky anywhere. I don't care where. And they let it hover over our most sensitive military installations. And then, as soon as it left American airspace, and they said that it would have to be whatever, you know, how many miles off, and they shot it down immediately. What happened there? What did they get from that? What was their purpose? Why?
So the reason the Chinese did it, they lack a certain type of satellite. So it doesn't give them a certain coverage they need. I don't want to get into it because it's highly classified. Suffice to say, Rob, that we understand there's certain blind spots. So that balloon provided them some level of persistent surveillance on certain military sites. You rightfully identified this thing dwelled. It's so funny when they were talking about this at the time. It's like, oh, the balloon can't move around. Yeah, it can move around. Oh, it can't hit. It's like, yes, it can. And so they lied to us constantly. And they allowed it to happen because Biden, I would argue, is compromised. And
yes,
they just let it go because, to your point, we could have brought it down over any number of states, to include using a laser. We have lasers that could just puncture the skin, and we could have, Rob, we could have a controlled dropping. They did it the way they did it for the sake of after-the-fact drama. And the other thing you mentioned is EMP. Yeah, a number of nations recognize that we have huge vulnerability within the United States and, by the way, our satellites to an electromagnetic pulse event. And I do believe, and Blaine and I share this, we've worked on a number of scenarios where an adversary of the United States leads with an EMP attack using an atomic blast and a suborbital level. I encourage your audience to go out and Google something called Starfish Prime. Starfish Prime was a 1962 high-altitude nuclear event that took out the power grid in Hawaii from halfway across the Pacific, so we know this is what could happen.
Wow. Do you suppose that we... I mean, obviously, we have many tribulations to get to enlightenment in November to save the country. And for the first time in my life, I do believe that it is about saving our country. It's not about changing course. It's about saving our country.
Yeah.
But do you suppose maybe we've caught this in the nick of time and at least we kind of know and have had this exposed to us?
The more we can expose and talk about it, I think the more we can deter it. So I'm a Reagan guy. You know, I've talked about this with you and others. I'm still friends and mentors with the folks who are left. You know, I see Ed Meese on a regular basis. Before Bud McFarland passed, we were in contact and worked a lot of stuff together. Reagan was big on making sure the enemy understood consequences, that, hey, you do this, this is what's going to happen. At the same time, he's willing to reach out to folks and say, you have an out. That's what's lacking right now. There's no resolution, Rob, to actually state this is what we're going to do. Trump represents that to the bad guys. And I think that's what they want to prevent. The left wants to prevent it here. The international community wants to prevent it overseas. And that's why I think Biden is a very dangerous man, as is his party, because they will do anything and everything to try to stop Trump, to include contemplating doing things that we as citizens would have never believed individuals who took the oath of office would do. And I think it's a
all right. Listen, Lieutenant Colonel, it has been an honor to have you on once again, and I do appreciate your time and your insight today. I am optimistic for the future of our country because we're awake and now we can fight. I appreciate you very much, my friend. God bless you. Have a glorious day. We'll have you on again soon. Sure. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show. A lot of the times we think about bettering ourselves, we think of going on a diet, exercising. What about your brain? I'm kind of tired of scrolling through TV shows, finding nothing but mind-numbing content. That's why I decided to take a course from Hillsdale College. You can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories of the Book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's online courses available for free. That's right, free. I personally recommend you sign up for American citizenship and its decline with Victor Davis Hanson. I think you know how I feel about Victor Davis Hanson. He is marvelous. In this 8-lecture course, Dr. Hanson explores a history of citizenship in the West, threats like the erosion of the middle class, the disappearance of our borders, the growth of unaccountable deep state, and the rise of globalist organizations. Right now, you can go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax to start. Go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax. It's free. It's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/newsmax. hillsdale.edu/newsmax. All right. Sorry about that. I had to step out. I'm dealing with a small crisis at home. I hope you'll pardon me. Yeah, let me use an analogy. You ever heard that expression about something hitting the fan? Well, it's kind of hitting the fan in my home right now. It's nothing very serious, but you'll understand. I want to thank Tony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel, for being on the show today and talking about China. Here's the thing, guys. I can't do panic. I can't do fear. I don't want to do that. What I'm trying to do here is inform you to about what's going on and maybe put together some puzzle pieces and say, okay, now that we know what we're up against, now we can do something about it. I feel like, and you've heard me talk about this before, we are in a great enlightenment. And a lot of these things that I say, and listen, I'm not a Bible banger, all right? You know, I mean, there are very few Bible verses I can even quote, you know? But there are some really biblical things happening right now, you know, and we are facing literally what I believe is a battle between good and evil. And I believe in my heart that good is going to win. You know, yesterday when I talked to Batya Unger Sargon, and she is an Orthodox Jew. She is an author. She is a brilliant analyst. She calls herself a liberal Marxist, which is, of course, silly. And I talked to her yesterday about, the good, the battle between good and evil that we face. And I said that, 77% of us believe the country's headed in the wrong direction. 77% of us can come together to save her. And when I say that, I mean that 77% of us recognize that we live in the greatest country in the world, and the people in charge of it are really screwed. And they're a small number, and we can take them down. And I've said, you know, like Donald Trump coming along here and, getting arrested and all of the tribulations that he's gone through. And I said, months ago, I said, you know, maybe this is the moment where hillbillies and homeboys come together. And now I'm going to add to it. I'm going to say hillbillies, homeboys, and Hebrews come together to save the country. I really believe it. I really believe it. And you know what's on the other side of it? While MSNBC is so negative, and every story you go there and it's, you know, you're racist and you're this and that and you're a whatever phobe and you're a whatever phobe. And now we're finally realizing that everything they say is bull crap. Everything is. And so if we all come together, we can disagree on the little stuff, you know, sending abortion to the states. You know, things like that. We can do that, and we can come together to save the country rather than watch it be divided. So, you know, while I do, you know, I'm very, very concerned about what's coming over the southern border, at least we kind of know what we're up against, okay? How does that sound? We got one more hour of this show. I promise you it's going to be awesome. Here's the number, 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
World Wide Web. This is the Rob Carson Show.
And this is the last hour of the show today, kids. How's that sound? Hey, by the way, check out the podcast, will ya? The podcast is growing by leaps and bounds. I know that your time is valuable. I know as much as you'd like to, you can't spend 3 hours with me every day. And if you don't, I'll find you. Oh, I'll find you. No. I'm just saying, if you want to listen to the show and, you know, hear it after the show, if you missed something, maybe it was a great interview, whatever, maybe it was a comedy bit that Jim Gossett does, whatever, just go to your favorite podcast platform. Maybe it's Spotify, maybe it's Apple Podcasts, whatever, and subscribe to the Rob Carson Show podcast. And basically what it is, it's the entire show in two segments every day. So it's very digestible, okay? And you can take it with you, or you can ask Alexa. Shit. Oh, shoot. What did you do? She woke up there. Shoot. Anyway, Alexa, just say, Alexa, hey, play the Rob Carson Show podcast. I shouldn't have said that out loud because now she can hear me. Oh, just real quick. It looks like Haiti is descending into chaos. And you want to hear something really weird? And this is, I just heard from Brian, my producer in Baltimore at WCBM, that the Biden administration is also wanting to offer up $100 million in aid to Haiti. Out of nowhere, we need to help them then. This is a country we've offered billions and billions and billions of dollars in aid to, and it's still a third world bleep hole. And I thought yesterday, as it descended into chaos, I thought, my goodness, what happened to all that glorious work that the Clinton Foundation did in Haiti? What about all the hundreds of millions of dollars that people donated to the Clinton Foundation, which actually collapsed after she was not elected because she had no more influence to sell? That said, I don't want to take away from the fine work of the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative. I found this old, this is Donald Trump being questioned by someone in Haiti, not in Haiti, but from Haiti, in 2016, and being asked, expose what the Clintons didn't do in Haiti when you become the president.
In 2010, the earthquake of Haiti, not only American taxpayers, but the whole world has given billions of dollars.
Now, this is after the earthquake in Haiti. Billions of dollars sent to the people of Haiti. And I guess it didn't do anything.
Clinton Foundation for the Haitians, not even 2% of that money went back to Haiti.
So with the Clinton Foundation, not 2% of that money went back to Haiti.
So Mr. Trump, we are asking you, begging you, the Haitian community will side with you if one day you ask Hillary Clinton publicly to disclose the audit of all the money they have stolen from Haiti in 2010 after the earthquake.
Yeah, there you go. All of the money that they just asking for an audit, all of the money that went to Haiti that didn't go to help the people. And isn't that just kind of the way it goes? Let's see. There was another time that the Biden administration offered $100 million to a group of people who steal the money for their own. Hamas. Yeah, the Palestinian Authority. Right after October the 7th and the Israeli response, right about the time that the mainstream media said that Israel bombed a hospital that it didn't do, the Biden administration immediately said we need to send $100 million to the Palestinian Authority. It's kind of funny. And the Palestinian Authority is known for basically giving the money to Hamas and the people not getting any of it. So it kind of gives you an idea of whose side they're on, right? Isn't it right? Oh, this is a new headline today. This is from Breitbart. The transcript of Joe Biden's interview with special counsel Bob Herr showed the president frequently wandered off topic, even making car noises. Yes, the transcript obtained by Breitbart News in advance of Herr's testimony showed a prosecutor had been asked about his beloved Biden had been asked about his beloved Corvette, trying to pinpoint the timeline of when classified documents were moved to make room for the car in the home garage. If he's going to have the classic car, you got to move those dang classified and top secret documents. I mean, come on, tell the Chinese to come over and pick these up, or we'll have a garage sale and just invite Ukrainians and Russians and Iranians and Chinese. Whenever Joe Biden had a garage sale in his home in Rehoboth, it was only Chinese customers. It was weird. It was just kind of weird. So he made car noises, I guess. We don't have much more from the Herr testimony today, but trust me, it's going to get very, very, very good. This is Robert Herr testifying about Joe Biden's brain. Because, that was one of the things that Robert Herr said, that Joe Biden wouldn't be taken seriously by a jury. They'd never convict him because his brain is broken. Listen to this.
The evidence and the president himself put his memory squarely at issue. We interviewed the president and asked him about his recorded statement. Quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote.
Oh, my goodness.
He told us that he didn't remember saying that to his ghostwriter. He also said he didn't remember.
Now, when he talked about the ghostwriter, is he talking about the one of the dead leaders that he had conversations with, like Mitterrand? Remember when he said that Mitterrand was still alive? Was he confusing his ghostwriter with François Mitterrand, who's been dead for a long time?
Finding enemy classified material in his home after his vice presidency. And he didn't remember anything about how classified documents about Afghanistan made their way into his garage.
Wah, wah.
My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair. Most importantly, what I wrote is what I believe the evidence shows and what I expect jurors would perceive and believe. I did not sanitize my explanation, nor did I disparage the president unfairly. I explained to the Attorney General my decision and the reasons for it. That's what I was required to do.
There you go. So Joe Biden will have to be removed by hook or by crook. I said that. By hook, 25th Amendment, because he's too incompetent to be the president, or by crook, that he stole thousands of classified documents and put our national security at risk. There you go. That's how it is. This is Mark Levin on what Joe Biden expects of Joe Biden.
The evidence against Joe Biden in the Espionage Act, there's scores of examples of his committing felonies. And the only reason they didn't bring the case, they said, is because he's an imbecile. That was the bottom line. But there's enough probable cause in this document to bring hundreds of charges against Joe Biden, depending on the statute of limitations. Yeah. Exhibit after exhibit after exhibit of Joe Biden's felonies. Felonies under the Espionage Act when he was vice president, when he was a private citizen, and when he was a senator. So let me tell these knuckleheads something.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump loses this post-presidential immunity case,
yes.
You know what the next administration can do, including his? Take the cover off this report, put an indictment cover on it, and indict Joe Biden, because they're not required to adhere to what Mr. Herr or what Mr. Garland have to say. The evidence against Joe Biden in the Espionage Act, there are scores of examples of his committing felonies. And the only reason they didn't bring the case, they said, is because he's an imbecile. That was the bottom line.
Can you believe this? When I was a little kid, Mr. Magoo would come up on television. By the time I was a little kid, Mr. Goo was already, you know, it was an old cartoon, but it was still funny. And Mr. Magoo was played by Jim Backus, who played Thurston Howell III on Gilligan's Island. I know this because I was a music radio personality forever. So I have a lot of space in my brain occupied by crap that I couldn't use until just now. Just now. Yeah, Mr. Magoo, Jim Backus. Anyway, that said, Mr. Magoo is our president. And instead of that little car that goes, meh, meh, boo, he has a Corvette. There you go. Absolutely. This is Joe DiGenova on Newsmax. I love it when Joe DiGenova talks. Joe DiGenova, he could just read a cereal box label, and I'd be like, oh, my God, this is fantastic. Here he is Robert Herr testimony.
Well, Mr. Herr is going to reiterate what he said in his report, that our current president, President Biden, is a criminal, that he violated the Espionage Act multiple times over the last 40 years, that he illegally possessed documents, he violated the law, but that he's too mentally incompetent to stand trial, but apparently competent enough to be president of the United States. So we basically have a fully certified incompetent crook in the White House.
Wow, these are remarkable times that we live in. I mean, you know, it just kind of makes you scratch your head and go, wow, oh, wow. And maybe hope for the future. Maybe here, hope for the future. This is Jim Gossett. Enjoy.
There's a bloodbath coming this November. All this nonsense we're gonna remember. Trump's polling as high as an elephant's eye. And it looks like MSNBC's gonna die.
I have experience in vocal music. I'll sing backgrounds.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Biden is going away.
I tried the harmony there.
All the polls are predicting a blowout. Nikki Haley's about to get blown out.
Well, she has been.
Trump will win every state, every state's delegate.
Nice.
And soon he will seal Sleepy Joe's fate. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Super Tuesday.
Well, that was last week, actually.
Nikki just isn't appealing. Time to get out of Trump's way.
There you go. That is Jim Gossett. If you get a chance to, he's got a Patreon page, because being a conservative content provider, sometimes it's a tough road to hoe, because the left is always after you, taking your advertising and canceling your gigs and stuff like that. So if you can help him out, just go to Patreon.com, Patreon.com. Look up Jim Gossett Comedy and spiff him like $5, $10 a month. And every day he will send you a little email that says, hey, I just posted the new show, the song that I did on the Rob Carson Show today. And you'll have it there. You'll have it there. How cool is that? Here's some more good news. We found out that the RNC, there's a bloodbath at the RNC, that Lara Trump, she is now co-chair of the RNC, and they're firing everybody. Firing everybody, just like Elon Musk did at Twitter. Just like hopefully it'll happen when Donald Trump is elected president. About 50% of the federal government. Just, you know, go do something else. Just like the Keystone XL pipeline, go get retraining, do something else. It's really not that big a deal. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Deadspin has laid off every staffer after accusing a 9-year-old of racism. Yeah, yeah. Because you remember that little boy who was at the Chiefs game, his little 9-year-old, and he had his face painted up like little 9-year-old boys do, and half of it was black and half of it was red, and this jackweed at Deadspin decided to go after Julie DeCaro. Deadspin senior writer Julie DeCaro said staffers received an hour's notice, about a half an hour's notice, I should say, about the sale of the company yesterday, and been told, put your stuff in one of those milk crates and get the hell out of here. But Karen Phillips, C-A-R-R-O-N Phillips, Karen. Yeah, his name's Karen. He's a Karen. He's the guy who attempted to ruin the life of a 9-year-old Holden Armenta, baselessly accusing him of racism for wearing a headdress in blackface and red paint to cheer on the Kansas City Chiefs. Karen went on to see the Super Bowl, and or no, I should say, Holden went on to see the Super Bowl, and Karen, Karen is sending out his resume today. So there you go. It's a beautiful morning in America. Let's take a break and come back, my friends. This is The Rob Carson Show.
The place where DEI goes to D-I-E. It's The Rob Carson Show.
So did you hear what they're trying to do with regard to a new budget after everything we've been through, after all of the suffering that we've been through, after all of the the spending that the federal government has done that's destroyed our economy, that's made buying a home twice as expensive as it used to be, that made your groceries go up in unbelievable ways and made you suffer beyond belief. Many of you have lost your homes. Many of you have lost your cars. Many of you every day wake up going, what the hell am I going to do? Joe Biden proposes a $7.3 trillion budget. It's really amazing. $5.5 trillion in tax hikes. Speaker Mike Johnson, House GOP leadership members say President Biden's proposed 2025 fiscal year budget is a roadmap to accelerate America's decline. Biden's budget doesn't just miss the mark. It's a roadmap to accelerate the decline. It is widely reported Biden wants to raise $5.5 trillion in tax on corporations and high earners, meaning you'll suffer because of it. But, you know, this is what Democrats do. They always say they're going to go after the rich. Guess what? The American people get it. You're not on their side. Even when you say you're going to tax the rich, they get it. You're not on their side. You're liars. This is Donald Trump on Squawk Box. I think this is on CNBC. Talking about inflation. And Donald Trump understands this. And I said this. If you think inflation for your groceries has only been 17%, you haven't been buying your groceries lately. It's much, much higher.
So first of all, there is a lot you can do in terms of entitlements, in terms of cutting, and in terms of also.
Now, the left has been gone nuts on this because they say, oh, Donald Trump's going to cut Social Security and all that stuff. Joe Biden, even his people already put together an ad with that clip in it. But you didn't hear the rest of it.
So the theft and the bad management of entitlements, I know that they're going to end up.
The theft and bad management of the entitlements. Medicaid and Social Security right now have $175 trillion in unfunded mandates. They're going to go bankrupt.
Social Security because the country is weak. I mean, you take a look at outside of the stock market, are they have, and I believe the number is 50%. They say 32 and 33%. I believe we have a cumulative inflation of over 50%. That means people are, you know, they have to make more than 50% more over a fairly short period of time to stay up. They've gotten routed. The middle class in our country has been routed.
They have. You know how I know this? Because I lived it. Literally just 5 years ago, my family had to be on food stamps. 5 years ago, I was driving a 2006 Toyota Sienna minivan with 194,000 miles on it. 5 years ago, I had to sell my dad's retirement ring and the goblets that my wife got from her mother for her wedding present to pay the rent. I know there's a reason why I went through that suffering. Because I could bring this perspective possibly to the airwaves so that people understand what this suffering feels like for most people. Because the people on the East and West Coast, they don't understand it. The people who go to Whole Foods, they don't understand it. I still shop like a poor person. I go to Walmart, I look for the yellow sticker. The yellow sticker means it's about to go bad, so you better sell it. And here's Joe Biden in 1995. And by the way, if you listen to old soundbites of Joe Biden, you never hear stuttering. It's weird. It's weird. They always say, well, he's a stuttering. He's stuttering. He hasn't stuttered since he was a child. Maybe. We don't even have tape of that because they didn't have tape. They would have to, like, write it down on a stone tablet. But here's Joe Biden talking about having to cut Social Security. Yeah, way back in 1995.
And my argument then is the one I make now, which is the strongest, most compelling reason to be for this, but this amendment or an amendment. And that is that if we don't do that, all the things I care most about are going to be gone.
Huh, what's that?
I mean, whatever happened to that old conservative discipline about paying for what you spend? I'm up for re-election this year, and I'm going to remind everybody what I did at home, which is going to cost me politically.
Yeah, what's that?
When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well.
Uh-oh.
I meant Medicare and Medicaid.
What?
I meant veterans benefits. I meant every single solitary thing.
Wow. It is remarkable that we live in this day and age where all you got to do is go on the interweb and just type in Joe Biden for Medicare and Medicaid cuts and a balanced budget. And then all of a sudden these videotapes just show up everywhere. It's kind of crazy. You can't shut it all down as much as they've tried to. It is really remarkable. So not only was he for a border and border security, and so was Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Now he was also for cutting Social Security to save Social Security. Joe Biden's been in Washington, D.C. saying Social Security is going broke for 50 years and never done anything about it. Yeah, it's a wonderful great awakening. Coming up the other side, Megyn Kelly goes after George Stephanopoulos and leaves him quivering as a pile of flesh in the middle of the road. That's on the other side of this break, and this is the Rob Carson Show. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? My favorite song in the world. It's called Show Me How to Live by Audioslave. Read the lyrics. It'll make sense. It's about a conversation with God. There you go. (800) 922-6680. Can you tell I love music? I absolutely love music. I need it in my life. Let's go to Alex in Balmer. He's been holding for a while. Alex, sorry to keep you holding. What's on your mind?
No, I'll hold for you forever. Listen, my mind's going overtime. I'm having to watch TV in the HER discussion, and I'm also listening to you. But here's the deal.
Yes.
HER on TV specifically says his findings did not exonerate Joe Biden of a crime. Correct? We know that, right?
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
he says.
Well, he says it was he willfully took the documents.
He goes further. He says, my report does not exonerate Mr. Biden of a crime. However, and we've said this before, you know, I didn't feel prosecution was necessary or going to work because he will come across as a old man with a poor memory. Now,
yes.
an attorney, what's your next question of Mr. Her? Mr. Her, are you a doctor? Mr. Her, are you a psychiatrist? Are you a psychologist? Do you have
True.
Any medical training whatsoever to determine
yeah.
whether a person is just senile or is demented? You didn't. So did you do that test? No, I didn't. All right. Why didn't you? Well, you know, I use. Okay. The point being, they should force her to do a mental competency test. If he passes, he gets to go to jail. If he fails, he gets removed as president from the 25th Amendment.
By hook or by crook, bro. Did you hear what I said? By hook or by crook. I told you Joe Biden would have to be removed from office by hook or by crook. By hook, meaning the 25th Amendment, or by crook, impeach and remove from office for a multitude of crimes. Yeah.
Right. And don't forget, listen, don't forget that cooperating has nothing to do with getting off. They're saying Joe Biden cooperated, Trump didn't. If you go rob a bank at gunpoint, and you go to the police station and turn the money back in, you still rob the bank.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Well, generally the reason why you cooperate is so you get a lower sentence.
That's the point. And
yes.
The last thing, you brought up Haiti while I was on the phone, and the only thing I always had to say, you mentioned, says, gee, Haiti's in trouble, let's send them $100 million. Do you know how much Japan sent us after 9/11?
I don't know.
Send us any money. $10 million.
Really? Yep.
Yeah,
that's the way we are. You know what? You know what? You know what we are, Alex. You know what the United States of America is? The perfect analogy for the United States of America: we're Superman. And what happens to the world when Superman is hobbled and cannot fulfill his duties? The world goes to bleep, right?
The Republicans need to say to her, Mr. Hur, all due respect, you're an attorney. You made a medical decision about his competency to stand trial. We want a mental competency test. And then you finish your report. And there you go.
Amen. Amen, bro. Hey, Alex, thanks for the phone call, bro. I appreciate it. That's some good thinking you did there. Woo! Wow. There are so many ways that people will try to scam you out of what you've earned in your life. I remember years ago, my mom, she got a call from my nephew, Matthew. Hadn't heard from Matthew in 20 years. Grandma, I'm in jail. I'm in trouble, Grandma. Can you go and just send me some money to get me out of jail? My mother was on the way. She was on the way to give him some money. And it was so convincing. He had details on her life that she and things about Matt, you know, growing up. And she was like, I'm sending the money. And my sister Lori said, no, I don't think this is real. This was before, you know, all of the technology we have right now, but there's a million ways. And you know what? You know what the silver tuna for thieves is, I should say? Your home, particularly if your home's been paid off. Your home's a lot of money. That's your nest egg, and they will do anything to get a hold of that home or use that equity. They will forge deeds that transfer ownership of property to them. They will be able to use your equity, take out loans on your property, and you can't do anything about it. And when you finally do, you can't afford a civil lawsuit. Maybe it's time to get home title lock. I've been talking about home title lock. When I got home title lock for my home years ago, I found there were people pinging on my accounts, and I got it. Well, is some thief taking over your title? You can find out for free when you use my code Carson at sign up. You'll get free comprehensive scan of your home's title, 30 days of legendary home title lock protection, absolutely free. Go to HometitleLock.com, promo code Carson, HometitleLock.com, promo code Carson. Again, HometitleLock.com, promo code Carson. There's just so much going on. As the show progresses today, you got this Robert Hur testimony going on. You got the exposition of Liz Cheney's absolute corruption, covering up the fact that Donald Trump requested 10,000 troops before January the 6th, just in case Antifa and the left attacked his supporters. That's what he wanted to do. And so no National Guard means Antifa, and the left could do anything they want, and they did. And who got blamed for it? Yeah? Well, why don't you ask them when they get out of jail? Why don't you ask them when you get out of jail? So George Stephanopoulos, I got to tell you, the more I thought about his interview with Nancy Mace, the angrier I got. And I use this term called psychosexual assault. And it's what these transgendered athletes are doing to women. That's what Leah Thomas did to women continuing to date women, to have sex with women while he declared he was a female, and destroying them and their careers. It's psychosexual assault. And what George Stephanopoulos did was a psychosexual assault. He brought up Nancy Mace's most personal moment, the rape that she experienced when she was 16, to go after her. And I got to tell you, that man should not have a job. He is, I mean, ABC, guys, if you've sunk this low, I don't know what's wrong with your network. I mean, MSNBC, you already know, they're just mentally ill propagandists. There's no reason to watch them. You're not being informed. You're just being made to hate, made to lie, made to call 60% of the American people racist and KKK members, made to think that a man with dementia doesn't have dementia, his brain is fine, made to think that the southern border is closed and there's no deaths with fentanyl, even though hundreds of thousands of kids have been murdered by it. I mean, what is wrong with you people? Honestly. Here's a little montage I'll start out with, including George Stephanopoulos going after Nancy Mace for a news story that was not cogent this weekend, just to go after her and Donald Trump.
And you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Why you endorse someone who's been found liable for rape?
Just it was not a criminal court. It was a civil court. And by the way, she joked about the judgment and what she was going to do with all that money. And I find that offensive.
I had such great ideas for all the good I'm going to do with this money. First thing, Rachel, you and I are...
You can almost hear the pain in her voice.
...go shopping. We're going to get completely new wardrobes, new shoes.
You're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments, when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape.
Yeah, absolutely. Kayleigh McEnany, she went off on it last night. It had a very great perspective, by the way, as a woman.
Here's what I think is important. I think that this interview needs to be deconstructed because it should be a case study for what the Trump campaign, Republicans, conservatives are up against for the next 8 months. When you look at this interview, he took something that was not newsworthy. The news of the week was State of the Union, Super Tuesday, Biden and Trump having rallies in Georgia. He ignored all of that. And remember, he's on the Sunday shows. He's supposed to cover the news. And instead, he talked about Trump posting bond and E. Jean Carroll, even though the verdict was found weeks and weeks ago. It was not a newsworthy segment. However, he spent 5 minutes and 50 seconds grilling Nancy Mace on this, bringing up rape. And then at the 5 minute and 50 second mark, you know what he says? Let's turn to January 6th and spends all 10 minutes on January 6th and rape of a 44-minute show, Sunday show. That is what Republicans are up against.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. ABC News. Wow. Nancy Mace was on talking to Rob Schmidt last night. Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax. If you haven't seen Rob Schmidt's show, I would encourage you to watch him. I believe he is the, I don't know, closest thing to Tucker since Tucker. How about that? And Rob Schmidt's just, I really just appreciate him for his thinking, for his presentation. It's really, really amazing. And last night he was on Newsmax. He talked to Nancy Mace, and here's how it went.
Right, and it made me feel, walking off the set yesterday, that, you know, rape is bad unless you're a Republican. But the other thing is that she mocked rape. She made fun of it. When she talked about the judgment she was getting, she joked about it live on national TV, talking about all the things she was going to buy. Well, I'm a victim. Rape is serious. Rape is not a joke. Rape is not funny. I got to tell you, it was really painful for me because George Stephanopoulos, he has not been in this journey. Mm-mm. He doesn't know about the shame of being raped. I didn't go on and talk about my rape, but that's what he led with for 7 out of 10 minutes yesterday. It was disgusting.
You know, again, we don't know what happened. Trump says he never met the woman, but let's say that they did. I mean, she said that she
not convicted.
There's no evidence.
Right. That's not what it was about. He was not convicted of rape. And the civil judgment was not about rape either. And I made that point twice on the show yesterday. And Stephanopoulos just denied. I think Stephanopoulos opened himself and ABC News up to a massive lawsuit. And I hope the president sues him.
Oh, wouldn't it be cool if Donald Trump sued ABC News for about $500 million for calling him a convicted rapist? Ooh, keep your fingers crossed. Keep your fingers crossed. This is Megyn Kelly yesterday. and Megyn Kelly, you know, and I used the analogy earlier, you know, you're the tag team guy and you're the part of the good tag team and you've been watching the bad tag team beat the snot out of your partner in the ring and you're just waiting for that tag so you can go in and waylay the bad guys. George Stephanopoulos is one of those bad guys. Ding, ding. Here's Megyn.
The attorney representing many of Bill's accusers, and there were many, George. Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey.
Talking about George Stephanopoulos, who went after women who accused Bill Clinton of rape, sexual assault, exposing himself. Decades of this sort of behavior, by the way. For those of you who were born in the 90s and didn't live through the 90s, I made fun of it when I was on the Rush Limbaugh program writing comedy. So I'm conversant.
Bill Jones, Jennifer Flowers, to name just a few. Said you and James Carville, at Hillary Clinton's direction, formed a so-called war room, whose purpose was, quote, to destroy any woman that would challenge Bill Clinton.
Wow.
Which brings us to Paula Jones. You were Clinton's attack dog when Jones came forward claiming Bill Clinton had exposed himself to her.
Yeah.
That when he was governor of Arkansas, he summoned her through state troopers to a Little Rock, Arkansas hotel room and took out his penis.
Huh.
A charge Clinton denies, just as Trump denies E. Jean Carroll's allegations against him. What do you think he wanted done with that thing, George? Just a little show and tell?
A little show and tell. I mean, just a little show and tell is all he wanted to do. Yeah, yeah. Here's a little bit more from Megyn Kelly going after George Stephanopoulos, who is complicit in taking down the women who said that Bill Clinton sexually assaulted them.
Jones was poor, a graduate of secretary.
Talking about Paula Jones. Paula Jones is the woman who said that Bill Clinton whipped out his schlibbity. And here you go.
Imperial school and worked for the state. She had no power, no connections, and he was the sitting governor. Your buddy Carville immediately went after Ms. Jones, infamously saying, if you drag a $100 bill through a trailer park, never know what you'll find. And you? Did you defend Paula Jones, saying, we don't shame accusers? That's wrong. You compared Jones to Tanya Harding as, quoting here from the New York Times, just another woman seeking cash for telling a tabloid tale. Bill Clinton would ultimately pay Paula Jones almost $1 million to settle her civil suit against him.
I really hope that this comes back and bites Mr. Steffi Stephanopoulos in the rear end after 30 years of his nonsense. One more from Megyn Kelly. This is about a woman named Tara Reid. Now, Tara Reid went to Washington, D.C. as a young woman with her eyes bright and wanted to work in politics in Washington, D.C. And she got assigned, or she was working in Joe Biden's office. And she used to, one night she was told she had to dress up in a short dress and serve cocktails at a party. And then one night, Joe Biden she had his gym bag or something like that, and he met her on an elevator, and she says he sexually assaulted her with one of his digits. I'll just leave it at that. And when she complained, and her mother actually literally called Larry King live and said, hey, my daughter was assaulted by a national politician, blah, 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 and there was plenty of evidence. She was moved into a windowless office in the Capitol and had her life destroyed. Had her life completely destroyed, her dreams of working in Washington, D.C. completely destroyed because she would not capitulate to a powerful man. And doesn't that kind of sound like the way it's been for a very long time in D.C.? Megyn Kelly with details on Tara Reid coming up. This is The Rob Carson Show. Here's the exchange from George Stephanopoulos and Nancy Mace.
You endorse Donald Trump for president. Why you endorse someone who's been found liable for rape?
Just it was not a criminal court. It was
a civil court.
He did some research, and his little staffers said, hey, wait a minute, let's bring up E. Jean Carroll and the rape allegations and all of that, and let's use Nancy Mace's rape when she was 16 against her. That's pretty crazy, right? I mean, that's pretty sick, actually. Here's what Nancy Mace had to say about Tara Reid, who says even worse things about Joe Biden.
When the other guy, you know, your guy, Joe Biden, has been accused of rape as well, George. Trust me, I know. I interviewed his alleged victim. Maybe you missed it, because ABC where you are and were the chief political correspondent, was the only network not to acknowledge or run a single soundbite from our block.
Well, I wonder why that is, George Stephanopoulos.
Buster interview when it hit and made international headlines. I guess Tara Reid to you didn't matter. Like Tanya Harding and Paula Jones. Just another wrong side of the tracks woman.
Yeah.
Easily dismissed from you and your ivory tower, George. Yeah.
Remember that? Monica Lewinsky spent the rest of her life having to dig her way out of the ashes of her life. It's crazy. You know, I got to tell you, and honestly, I don't know. I'm just talking to the men in the audience here. When a woman gets really, really ticked off, really mad, can you imagine anything worse? The expression is hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Well, listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is her going after the media for ignoring the summer of 2020.
Let me give you guys a little history lesson, okay? When President Trump was inaugurated, Antifa and leftist rioters nearly burned down Washington, D.C. Did you call it an insurrection? No. BLM raised millions of dollars on the Act Blue Democrat fundraising website.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to cause $2 billion in damages across American cities and communities all in 2020, every day.
Yep.
Not one day for 3 hours. Every damn day.
Wow.
Did you call it an insurrection?
No, no.
They attacked police officers, federal courthouses, tore down statues, burned 93 police vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Did you in the media call it an insurrection? No, you did not. You called it mostly peaceful. And you lied to the American people, and the American people don't trust you anymore because of that.
Yeah, yeah. I would not want to be on the receiving end of that. If you're a mainstream media player who did that, you're going to figuratively be sleeping on the couch for the rest of your lives. Woo! It just feels good, right? It just feels good. The smell of a reckoning is in the air, I believe. Do you smell it? It's like barbecue and chocolate chip cookies. Just glorious, glorious smell emanating across our country. Let's take a break and come back, wrap this thing up. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, that's going to do it for the show. Check out the podcast today. I think this is a real good one. Just go to your usual podcast platforms and just look up The Rob Carson Show and subscribe. Or if you have Alexa, say play The Rob Carson Show podcast, okay? Have a glorious day. God bless you, America, Israel. And until tomorrow, don't catch the stupid. I'll see you then.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.